Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Farms in Douglas County, Oregon have grown melons commercially since the early 1880s. A photograph from 1886 shows horse-drawn wagons full of melons near Grants Pass, waiting for shipment by rail. Even earlier, in August 1859, an itinerant preacher traveling by train from near present-day Dixonville to Ashland, Oregon, noted in his journal, "The conductor gave me a watermelon." Production of watermelons and the famed Pride of Dillard cantaloupe reached a peak in the 1940s and 50s, when annually more than 100,000 crates of cantaloupes and watermelons were shipped from Douglas County. However, high labor costs, harvesting innovations, and a few bad growing years pushed commercial melon production out of western Oregon. Today, only Brosai's Sugar Tree Farm grows melons in the Winston-Dillard area. The Brosai family has produced fruits and vegetables since the 1880s. Winston-Dillard continues to celebrate its melon heritage with an annual festival. In 1968, the Lions Club initiated the first melon festival to support its work with the blind. Since then, the Winston-Dillard Festival Association has sponsored the annual three-day event. This year's Winston-Dillard Melon Festival will be held September 18th through the 20th at Riverbend Park in Winston. Today's episode of As It was written by Jim Long, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.